My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to TFL Talking Trucks podcast. And Nathan, this episode is huge.
Indeed it is, because there's news that hit. And if you look at the context of what's going on with full-size pickups right now, this is the golden era of off-road trucks. So we wanted to build something for you guys and at the same time give you some news that I think is pretty incredible.
Yeah, and of course we are referring to the brand new 2022 next iteration of the Chevy Silverado lineup, but not just that. It's also the Silverado ZR2, which is the latest, kind of the most off-road worthy half-ton full-size truck from GM.
I just want to quickly go on record as for the past, say, almost 3 years, 2 years, I've been saying that they needed to build this truck.
Well, you know what? I think some people were talking about this at like 2010 yeah. when the original Raptor showed up, and you know, GM fans and, of course, other truck fans said, GM, where are you?
Yeah, knock, knock, is this thing on? Yeah. I agree. And so what we're going to do is Andre is going to carefully construct something for you, and we're going to work our way up to talking through what is currently available, where the ZR2 sits in this, and then go into the news, not only the ZR2, but from Chevy. And that is all in this podcast.
Yeah, I basically want to build a pyramid.
Yeah.
But it's an off-road capability truck pyramid. So carefully constructed and crafted. Because dude, when looking at the Silverado ZR2, it has different capabilities than some other trucks, mm-hmm. has unique stuff, may not have everything that everybody wanted. So I really want to lay out exactly how it lands in the land of off-road trucks. But before we do that, we have to thank a couple of people, several people.
That's right.
Patreon supporters at patreon.com/TFLcar. And also let you know that we have a new site called TFL-studios.com.
Yep. If you are confused, as I am, with all the stuff that TFL Studios has been putting out, our 7 channels, our 4 websites, our
podcasts,
our podcasts and everything else, there is now one place where you can get it all.
Yes, TFL-studios.com. It's basically kind of a feed for you. It's a web app. You can add the link to it on your phone.
That's right.
And if you're curious what's the latest in the world of automotive, not just trucks, but all automotive.
Cars, bikes, you name it.
It's the place to be. Also, I want to thank several supporters who recently supported us with donations on patreon.com/TFLcar. There is Mark. There is Malachi Burke. There is Corey Hemrich. There is Esteban Stelplung.
I'm loving you when you struggle, so keep it up.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced your names.
It's okay.
And of course, Jacob Malkin, who recently supported us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we
do. It helps us build these shows and also build our videos for you.
Yeah, without your support, we wouldn't be here. So thank you very much. And to all of our viewers, thank you very much.
And listeners, too.
That, too.
Yeah. So, dude, I want to focus on the full-size halftone segment. This is where the ZR2 Silverado is playing now. And it will be on sale next year.
Right. So what you're going to do is you're going to build this pyramid, so to speak, by starting with the sort of the entry level of mid-size trucks. Sorry, not mid-size. Halftone trucks.
Yes.
In terms of what they provide with four-wheel drive. And then we're going to go step by step and work our way to the very top of the pyramid. And somewhere in there is where this new ZR2 lies.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been thinking about this a lot. So let's define the ZR2, this new truck, first. Because you may not have heard. I mean, you may have heard.
It leaked everywhere. So unfortunately, we stayed in the embargo, but some people didn't.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of the information came out early before it was supposed to. But nonetheless, it's still exciting off-road stuff. So it's basically built on the same chassis as the Trail Boss.
Right.
So the Chevy Silverado 1500 Trail Boss has been around for a couple years.
Yep.
TFL Truck has owned one.
Which was a great truck, by the way.
Yes. And we have many episodes, actually podcast episodes or videos on TFL Truck and TFL Off-Road talking about the new Trail Boss.
Right.
The Trail Boss we had a 5.3 liter V8 with a 10-speed automatic, and we had zero issues with that.
It towed great. It went off-road fairly well. It did everything we asked of it and then some, and absolutely no problems.
And the ZR2 Silverado is based on that chassis. So if you're wondering, does the ZR2 has a different frame? Is it wider? What is it like? No, it's the same frame, which is already very stout.
Right.
And actually, almost the same width. The ZR2 is a tiny bit wider, mainly due to some of the offset in the wheel and tire package.
Which makes sense for off-roading, but it has a lot more going on than the Trail Boss.
Yes. So, namely, so, well, let's start with the tires because we mentioned tires.
Yep.
It has a slightly larger 33-inch. It's actually a Goodyear Wrangler Territory MT.
Okay.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But basically what that means, it's one of the latest technologies in tires, obviously specifically made for this truck. This is a confusion that a lot of people have. For example, the Territory MT tire is also available from the factory on the TRX.
Yep.
You can order that. You can order it on a new Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of thinks that it's the same construction, compound, tread, but it's actually not the case.
All right.
When I was talking to, we have a podcast about this.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the people at Goodyear, and they said, well, the tread is the same. So if you look at the pattern, the pattern is the same. Maybe some of the compounds and constructions may be different because different weights of trucks, different speed requirements of trucks. And also, dude, GM told me the top speed of the ZR2, which I'll reveal later.
Okay. That's worth waiting for.
Yes. So the tires are new. They're larger than the Trail Boss.
Yeah.
But they're not 35s. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because they look like they could be bigger without rubbing. But, I mean, that's just from one standpoint.
Yeah.
But they've been testing the hell out of this truck. And they feel that this size tire works best with this suspension and the fact that it has, I'm going to say it, front and rear lockers.
Yes. Front and rear selectable lockers. There's a button, two buttons for this.
Yeah, they're electric, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's two buttons. The driver can choose either the rear locker or both. So if you're actually in a situation where you're a little bit dicey, you can hit the secondary button so you get equal power to all four wheels. And it should help you get over a lot of stuff.
Just so you guys know, this is something that makes this vehicle extremely unique in this segment. And we will be able to circle back around and explain where it sits in this pyramid because of that.
Yeah, totally. And then also special shocks.
Yeah, that's right.
We cannot ignore that.
No, not at all. And remember, earlier on, and I've said this in more than one show, and I think you have too as well, you know, the Chevy Colorado ZR2 was one of the most capable vehicles in its segment. It still is. However, a lot of us thought, well, why doesn't that tech work for full-size trucks? Well, guess what?
Now it does.
Now it does.
Because the DSSV Multimatic spool valve shocks are now in the Silverado ZR2.
And that, my friend, is Formula One tech.
Yes. So basically, you're referring to the spool valve technology because it's a little bit different than the shims and the kind of the piston that's in the regular shock, similar to what Fox offers or Bilstein. A spool valve is a little spring-loaded valve.
Right.
And basically, everything I understand from it, which is quite complex.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Actually.
It's like six pages.
It's actually easier for engineers to tune because it's very, very predictable in how it allows the shock to work. Hmm. So that's what GM engineers were telling me. Of course, if you ask somebody else, they may give you a different answer.
Yeah, of course.
But it's basically easy to tune, fast development. It allows them to develop the truck better and faster. And it also provides, you know, quite a lot of control off-road and on-road.
So it's different than a lot of the, I like to call them programmable suspensions, where the driver can flip a switch and change the settings altogether from inside the cab. This is its own setting. Am I correct?
Yeah. So the driver cannot control a valve like a Raptor driver would be,
or
a TRX driver would do. So in those trucks, the Raptor and the TRX, the driver can select a mode, sport or Baja or normal or automatic mode, and the shock valve, the valve in there will be adjusted according to what the driver specified. This is not it, but it's already tuned to do, you know, what they want the truck to do.
I wonder if that's a cost savings doing something like this. I'm sure that some people would say yes, and some people might not say yes.
Well, I don't think these are actually cheap shocks.
I don't mean by cheap.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Right.
Because in the Raptor and the TRX, you're actually tying into the brain of the truck, right?
Yeah.
And that's even more expensive.
That's exactly
in a lot of ways.
That,
and I agree with that. But, you know, these shocks are actually, you know, aluminum body shocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're high quality. To some extent, I think they're rebuildable. So if they wear out after, you know, after the life cycle, technically you could try to rebuild them and, you know, get them brand new again.
Yeah, replace some of the gas.
Just like the Foxes are rebuildable and some of the other shocks. So it's a very high-tech shock technology. Of course, we haven't driven it yet. Mm. And there is one more element that we don't know or have is the price of this truck, which would help us build the pyramid. But we will still build the pyramid.
We're not building a price pyramid, though. We're building what I think you would call a capability pyramid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the truck, and it's powered by a 6.2 V8.
That's the only way it comes right now.
Yes, and it's a standard 6.2. If you think they juiced it up somehow,
they did not
juice it up. It's 420 horsepower.
I mean, that's still pretty damn good. It's one of the more powerful V8s out there in its class that doesn't have, you know, a supercharger on it. But at the same time, I know a lot of fans out there are like, come on. Well, General Motors.
Do something else.
Yeah. You guys love superchargers. We know this from the past. So why not put one on here? And I would agree with you. But, you know, there is something else to look at. And I'm hoping I'm right, which is this could be one of those trucks that really has good longevity and really good reliability, no matter how much you bash it, which that's what I'm hoping, at least.
And a potentially attractive price.
That's another thing.
That's what
it
we don't know.
It could well undercut some of the competitors.
Yeah.
So I think we should move on to this pyramid.
So imagine, this bottom level of this pyramid,
the widest point.
The widest point contains the following. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with a Silverado Z71. This is a kind of an off-road ready package that Silverado's offered for decades.
Not just Silverados either. Actually, a lot of other GM products has as well, Chevy product.
Even Tahoes have Z71 packages.
So the hallmarks of that is the G80 mechanical...
Not selectable locker,
which it works really well for the basics. But if you're serious about mountain crawling and whatnot, I would probably recommend a different truck because there's a lot of wheel spin that has to happen before it kicks in. This is from experience. As good as that Trail Boss was that we had, that was one of the issues that I felt we had with it. So there's that.
Yeah, and it's exactly. We've showed this many times.
Yes, we have.
And I think GM says, you know, the wheel has to rotate only like partial rotation. Mm. But often case, that wasn't the case for us.
Yeah.
So the wheel usually should, in our experience, would turn several times if it's losing traction. And then this locking mechanism would catch that.
Right.
and send the power to the other wheel.
Hell, I even have that in my little red Chevy Blazer, which you guys are going to be seeing in
the upcoming series.
We can talk about it, though.
A few bucks less, we call it.
Yeah, that's all we can say.
Yeah. So that's the Z71. It's got slightly different tires. There's no suspension lift, by the way, in the Z71.
No, this is factory. It's just like any other regular
Silverado
truck.
It's like every other Silverado four-wheel drive. It's got slightly different tire option. Mm-hmm. It's got the G80, which is the locker. It has maybe a couple of skid plates that they add to it. And then also cosmetic looks, you know, the look of it. Some emblem stickers, maybe some interior updates, right?
Yeah, a couple
of things. So that's what GM and GMC has a similar approach.
Right.
They call it X31 for some reason.
But that's a cooler sound. X31 sounds like something from the 50s that's going to go and blow something up, man.
Or like a supersonic jet or something.
That's exactly my point, yeah.
So Ford offers FX4 and has for years and decades.
Now that's what you have on your truck, am I correct?
Exactly. Okay. So I actually own a F-150 FX4, which is a 2021 truck that I purchased a few months back. And when I purchased it, I chose it because it does offer a selectable locker.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
Which is pretty cool and usable and useful. Mm-hmm. Of course, all these trucks we're talking about have a four-wheel drive system with low range.
Yep.
Which is, I think, just the entry to this, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And then FX4 also offers a couple additional skid plates.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the latest iteration of Ford trucks, they give you an extra drive mode. They call rock crawl mode, which is just kind of modifies the powertrain and the transmission and the traction control systems to offer you a little bit more control while you're crawling off-road. So that's all sounded cool to me. And it was about, at that point, for this 2021 Ford, it was about $1,000 upgrade.
I think that's a pretty solid.
And the Z71 is a similar type of upgrade package.
From your regular Ford.
From your regular truck.
Right.
So we're not talking big money here. We're talking relatively small money.
Yeah, and if I recall, you have Pirellis on yours.
Yes, the new Scorpion ATRs.
Yeah, look at you.
But they're not aggressive enough. You've seen them, right?
I mean,
they're like all-terrain tires. All-season tires.
They're all-season tires with a slightly more aggressive tread.
And they're not big.
No, they're not.
They're barely a 32, maybe a 31.
I was going to say they're about a 31.
So that's kind of where the base baseline of this pyramid.
Okay, so let's move on to Ram then.
Ram. Yeah. Ram has a what they call off-road package. That's very creative, right?
That's it, off-road.
It's they put the sticker that says off-road, and it's very clear. So Ram is doing a slightly, I guess, another take on it. Once again, a locker, some tires. You can select different tires for that package. Once again, a couple skid plates. And then also they would give you like a 1-inch lift as well.
Right.
So it's part of this off-road package. But once again, the tires are not very large. So the truck almost looks like it's a little bit higher, but the tires looks a little bit smaller within that. Within that package.
I'm willing to bet if you talk to the guys at Ram, the people we know, they'd say, well, it's because most of the people actually modify their vehicles right away and put on larger tires. I bet you that's what they'd say.
Probably. And also they would say, but Andre, there's also different suspension options. There's air suspension option that you can choose, which is height adjustable also, and there's springs, the steel springs.
Yeah.
So Ram is offering, so in that bottom of this pyramid, I don't know, Ram off-road package, maybe like an inch higher than the FX4, and literally and figuratively. it's just because it offers a little bit more suspension choices.
That with that lift, it does give it one more thing that the other two don't have.
Yeah.
So what about, there are other players.
Yes, Nissan and Toyota.
Yes.
Hello? So Nissan Pro4X, we got to talk about it. We've had a long-term test truck, Titan Pro4X. We all really enjoyed it, actually.
That truck, the only thing that all of us agreed with at the time was that it needed work was the transmission because it hunted gears, which they've fixed with the new 9-speed. That had a 7-speed.
Right.
But, man, I took that truck off-road. You took it camping. I took it camping, too.
Mm-hmm.
We really, really used that truck, and it was excellent. That package is great. I felt it needed a slightly higher lift, but what it gave you was a locker. Did have armor and a lot of graphics.
Yeah, and also a little bit of very, interior. I think interior that stands up above some of the others that we just mentioned.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, from an off-road standpoint.
From an off-road standpoint, yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, and it also had a really interesting camera setup for off-roading, which I really liked, where it actually could focus on your outside wheel up front. So if you couldn't see what obstacles you were going around, you can actually bring this up on the screen. That is part of one of their option packages.
Yeah.
And it, I thought, was great. And I did use it off-road. I'll be honest with you, though. It's a little bit more of a gimmick than really something that you need. I mean, if you're good at off-roading, you know where your tires are and what they're doing.
But sometimes you forget, especially when we're filming.
It's cool, though.
Yeah, when we're driving off-road and filming, sometimes we're focusing on what we're saying, and at least sometimes I forget what was in front of me.
I never forget.
So the, Nathan is much better. No, but so I think it's in that same level of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Kind of. Maybe next to the Ram.
Yeah, I think Ram it's next off-road. To the Ram because there's a lot. They did a lot to give you that package, but with Nissan, that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, and also with Nissan, it's more of a premium feel. And it's a little bit more expensive, right?
Yeah, it's noticeably more expensive.
And if you look at their trim levels for the Titan, the Pro 4X is usually near the top.
Right.
You know, there's also the Platinum Reserve trucks that they have, which are luxury trucks. But the Pro 4X package for Titan is usually also have a lot of premium materials, et cetera, built into it. But it's not any higher than a regular Titan, which I think where they could improve maybe in the future.
Yeah, they desperately need to lift. The newest one especially, the newest one has one of the worst approach angles in its class.
Yeah, it has a big skid plate, but it just needs to be higher.
It just needs to be higher. Yeah, it needs about a 2-inch lift.
It's got that chin, you know, the manly chin.
It is a manly chin, but it needs a little bit of a lift. So
yes.
What about Toyota? I mean, there's a disclaimer here, so go for it.
Yeah, so Toyota, we cannot talk about the next generation Tundra. Right, but what we do know is where the Tundra is now.
Yep, that's right, the current one.
And the Tundra offers two off-road packages, actually, which, so let's talk about TRD off-road.
Right.
This is, I think, at the same level where the FX4 and the Z71 and some of the other packages we just described. That's where the TRD off-road package lives.
Right, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, and because on the Tundra, this is a little confusing in Toyota land, because on Tacomas, they have different philosophy. The TRD off-road is its own trim level.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tundra world, it's a package you add to another trim level. So you could, for example, you can walk up, you know, you could go to the dealer and say, I want an SR5 Tundra with a TRD off-road package. And gives you, once again, you know, tires, wheels, I think suspension tuning, and they have currently this limited slip system, right? Not
right.
A selectable locker.
No, not.
And we have complained about that for years, which actually works okay. It's just
I think it's still the rear of the pack. You know, if you're serious about off-roading, you have to modify that rear.
How would you rate it against Z71 G80?
So I would put it right up there with the Z71. I think I think they're right there in the same capability. And what really bugs me is that you can make a Tundra sound amazing with that TRD exhaust package.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best sounding trucks if you get that package. Yet it'll just sit there and wallow until you flog it like crazy, which I love doing, but you know, bash it and possibly break it by bouncing over rocks in order to make it do what other vehicles can easily do by locking the rear end.
Yeah, so this is the bottom of our pyramid. This
right.
is the kind of the level, still affordable entry into off-roading.
Yeah, if you can find them on lots, which is really hard right now, they're super affordable because they're trying to clear them out to bring in the new ones.
Yeah, and also they're affordable because you can combine like a more of a base truck other than the Nissan Titan Pro 4X, which is a little bit more premium.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
You can combine like a base trim like I have, a F-150 XL,
right,
which is a work truck with a FX4 package.
And a couple little things on top of that.
Yeah, so you can kind of make your own off-road vehicle and maybe add tires to it later.
Right.
Or maybe add lift kits to it later or something like that.
But I've never heard of a Toyota owner doing that.
Never.
Sorry.
Dude, I think the Tundras are prime candidates for this because the current Tundra TRD off-road, they don't have very big tires. I mean,
no,
from the factory.
And almost everybody in the Denver region lifts them and then puts on like
35s.
Yeah, no, massive wheels.
Oh, like bro trucks?
Yeah, bro trucks where they stick out like 5 inches on the side. And I've seen so many Tundras like that. But the thing, it's a good truck to modify. It's a solid truck. I'm not trying to put it down based on the fact that it lacks the off-road chops of some of these other trucks, but there is a reality there. But what is the other option?
Yeah, so let's move up in the pyramid. So
now we're in the second level of the pyramid.
Yeah, so we're going up, and the pyramid gets thinner,
yes.
Right? Because there's not as many players right now. So let's start with GM once again, like we just did. So the Chevy offers now the Trail Boss, and they have for a couple of years.
And that's the one we had.
Yeah, and why is it at the next level? Well, I think it's literally because of the suspension lift.
Yep.
And they also give it Wrangler DuraTrack tires, which are beefy, macho tires.
It's, I think, the best-looking version of a General Motors truck for off-roading next to another one that we're going to mention from GMC. But I think it's really good-looking. It's the most aggressive-looking, and I think it works with the new design that they came out with a couple of years ago. And then on top of that, it's a good truck. I am still absolutely boggled with the amount of reliability and capability and toughness of the truck we had. And that was one of the few trucks I really was sorry to see go because it outstripped my expectations.
And also the Trail Boss, and we'll mention the GMC 84 in a second. But the Trail Boss also can be had in several different trim levels and engine packages.
And this is what's really cool.
Right, so it's also available as a custom. Mm-hmm. They call it custom, which is a little bit more simple and more affordable.
Right.
A way to get a Trail Boss. You can also get it with a 6.2
yep.
or a 5.3. And then soon, in 2022, you'll be able to get it with a turbo, the 2.7 turbo.
And that is part of the news that's coming up in the very near future.
Should we mention this now? Because this blew my mind.
I think we should wait because it's kind of part of a bigger story.
Okay, so let's continue with off-road capability.
Can I get a diesel with it?
Not now, but you will.
Ah, okay, so that's another part.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
So engine options, trim level options on the Trail Boss. It sits higher, so why is that important? Well, clearance, right? Clearances are very important because it's a difference between dragging your skid plate off-road and really potentially damaging certain things.
Right.
And actually moving over obstacles.
If you were to look at the Z71 that we recently mentioned, and just from the front end, you'd see that there's a huge chin spoiler on it. That's for aerodynamics and for fuel efficiency. It's not for off-roading. If you look at a Trail Boss, they yank that thing right off there, and it is a much more capable off-roader just because of that one thing alone, but also it has a beefier suspension setup.
Yeah, totally. And it has Rancher shocks,
yes.
You know, which are different from the Z71 package.
That is correct.
And that's why it's at the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to it is, of course, the CR84 that we alluded to, because it's using some of the same components, the same suspension lift. By the way, it's a simple lift. It's using blocks for the leaf springs in the back,
mm-hmm.
and it's using the spring in the front, right?
Right.
But the 84 is just kind of a different look, right?
Well, there's a little bit more to it than that, too. I mean, different packages, obviously, more expensive.
Diesel engine availability.
Yeah, you can get the diesel with the
AT4. And you have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done it before, and it's actually a pretty exciting truck. And it's one of the few trucks my wife actually said was okay to buy. And before I said, honey, this one's $62,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice inside. That's another thing that's part of this story with General Motors is stuff about the interior. But the bottom line is, for me, this truck is one of the nicest in its class. It's not necessarily the most capable, but it does have suspension, it does have good off-road tires, and it does have good numbers for approach and departure.
Yes. So now we're moving to Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Ford. No, Ford.
Yeah.
Ford is next,
because mm-hmm.
We mentioned FX4 before.
Yes.
So now Ford has come out, and they're hitting dealers right now. It's been a while since it was announced. But the F-150 Tremor.
Right.
So, but there's a caveat here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this new Tremor package is actually a little level higher
than the Trail Boss.
Than the Trail Boss and the 84.
You know, I think I agree with you. I know where you're going with this, too.
So let's put the Tremor just aside for just a second.
Okay.
And let's move on to the Ram Rebel.
Okay.
Where would you put the Rebel?
The Rebel is pretty close to the Tremor, because the Rebel has a little bit more capability. You know, the other two vehicles we were talking about, the Trail Boss and the AT4, they don't have lockers either. They are G80s.
Yeah, G80s.
So, although there isn't there no never, anyway. So the Rebel does have a rear locker.
Selectable,
and
yes.
It's selectable.
And it's a little higher. It has a suspension lift like the Trail Boss.
Right, and you can get a ton of different options with this truck in terms of powertrain.
Yeah, and also different suspension options, air or no air.
Yeah. Also remember that Rams are the only ones that offer coil springs, as far as I know, on all four corners.
Yeah, so that's unique for the Rebel currently as well. And I would put it still on the same level for this reason. Next to the Trail Boss and the AT4, it's because it does not have a limited slip in the front. So the Trail Boss doesn't.
Yeah, that's right.
The Trail Boss doesn't. The AT4 does not. Mm. The Rebel does not. And for that reason, although it has a larger tire, so the tire is approaching a 33 already on the Rebel.
Right.
It's got good clearances, fairly good clearances. Skid plates are there. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot of the great things. It just doesn't have this additional traction aid that some other trucks may have.
Now, we had one of these as well that had the 5.7.
Exactly, with the e-torque system.
Yeah, I was about to say, we had the e-torque, which, I'm sorry, it was kind of useless, I thought. But and we gave it a lift, and we changed a few things. And honestly, I felt it was better without the lift in terms of ride and handling. But regardless, that was a pretty good truck. There were a couple minor issues, but it was still very solid, and we took it off-road a lot.
Yeah, we did. We had it for over a year. Yeah. So we beat on this truck, and it was very reliable. And we towed heavy, heavy loads with this.
It was a good tow.
Yeah.
Actually,
took it to SEMA. It was at SEMA.
Yeah. We did take it to SEMA. We didn't bother washing it when we took it there.
Yeah. It was with permission.
Yeah.
We agreed. We're working with Shell Rotella. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I think Nissan was kind of on the lower rung. So at this level, unless they give the Titan a lift, I wouldn't put the Titan at this level anymore.
I gotcha. Yeah, and I agree with you.
Would you agree?
They need to now go to the next level, call it the Wizard. I don't care what you want to call it.
X. Warrior.
Warrior, there you go.
Call it the Warrior Package.
Call it the Warrior Package, give it a lift, and be a little bit more aggressive with it, and then suddenly it'll compete in the higher level. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nissan.
So, and then Toyota has this next level, I would
say,
TRD Pro. They currently offer it. They're planning on offering it in the future. They even teased it, right, for the next generation truck. So TRD Pro, what does it give you? Well, it gives you special shocks, you know, Fox, internal bypass, not adjustable, not driver adjustable, though.
Right.
Just internal bypass with a piggyback reservoir. So a little bit more of a high-speed package can be used at higher speeds off-road and desert running, dune running, etc. And it still has traction, limited slips.
So
it does not offer lockers.
Yeah, that kind of guts me considering what it is. That's a shame.
And still not very tall.
No.
So it's kind of floating in this weird area on the second level of the pyramid, where it's got really cool suspension system, but it's not lifted and doesn't have big tires.
I would actually put it next to the AT4 and the Trail Boss.
Okay, yeah. So this is on the level here. So let's step up another level.
Yes. Now this
and
is
this
where
is where the Tremor. This is where the newest trucks I think are living.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Let's start with the Tremor, the F-150 Tremor. So what is this truck, right? So they gave it actually a suspension lift from the regular FX4. So we mentioned FX4 already, right? So the Tremor gives it a slight lift, a larger tire option, which is, I think is a 33, but aggressive tire, really nice all-terrain tire.
Aggressive graphics too.
Aggressive graphics. It starts at a higher price, because it's only currently available with the 3.5 EcoBoost. So they're not giving you engine options right now. They're saying if you want the F-150 Tremor, you have to buy it, first of all, as a crew cab only with a shorter bed. And then only the 3.5 EcoBoost is the only engine option. which is still really powerful.
It's one of their more powerful engines.
Yeah, but it makes it a little bit more expensive, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, rear locker is still there. Mm-hmm. And then they give you a Torsen, which is basically the same limited slip, mechanical limited slip device that's in the Raptor.
Correct. Now we're talking about something that has a lot more off-road capability.
Yeah.
All these other trucks we've mentioned, they all kind of sit in the same ether. This is something else, because now you have a front end that is able to help drag you out of a situation instead of just having one wheel constantly spinning. That is if you're stuck, and I've been stuck many times. So between that, the suspension lift, additional armor too, am I correct?
Yeah, actually, the different chin, so they removed kind of some of the spoiler,
right.
Lower spoiler on the truck, and gave it a big aluminum skid plate.
Right.
So it looks different, too.
Yeah, it does.
And it's got this their latest orange accents, right? They put little orange lines through the grille. There's graphics on the side. The interior also has orange accents.
Right.
So it's a little bit special. And also, they gave it a lot of software. So they gave it the latest crawl mode, mm-hmm. Trail Assist, which is a crawl, off-road crawl control, speed control, basically,
right.
where you only steer.
Yeah.
And they also gave it one-wheel drag, you know, so you can make a tighter turn.
Yeah, which is really cool. Not a lot of people are doing this, but I think that slowly other automakers are starting to look at this as something that is going to go into future tech.
Yeah, so like the older 200 series Land Cruisers did this.
Mm-hmm.
The new Bronco does this.
Right.
So they gave that feature to the Tremor, which is kind of a more techie because it's using brake system, right, to modify.
Yeah, it's not mechanical.
Right. And then also they gave it a one-pedal driving, which is like the latest craze. And I'm not sure why necessarily it's the latest craze. But it's basically like if you're in the one-pedal drive mode, if you push down on the accelerator, you go a little faster, normal.
Mm-hmm.
You lift off of accelerator and the truck starts to brake for you. So it's almost like you don't have to two-foot it, which is all the fun, right?
It's not necessarily. It's creating resistance. And a lot of off-roaders do like the fact that when they're going off-road and they're climbing over these rocks slowly, as they're accelerating to go up the rock, they take off the accelerator and they slowly go down the other side of the rock, and the truck will automatically do it for them. I wouldn't personally do that. I would rather be in control. But there are a lot of people out there who would like that.
Well, and I think it's getting to a point where the computer systems in the truck know a little bit more than the driver at this point.
Because they know
the torque converter lockup or, you know, what gear you're in, et cetera. So
right.
they kind of know, the truck knows where it's at as far as like the internals
mm-hmm.
of it. And of course, the driver just wants to get somewhere, right? That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
So that one pedal driving is now also available in the ZR2.
Yes. Well, is there anything else one more truck before we get to the ZR2, am I correct?
Well, so if we're at this third level of mm-hmm. this pyramid already,
right.
and the Tremor is like crossing into it.
Yeah.
The F-150 Tremor is crossing into it. And then I think the only other thing that we could put on this third level of the pyramid is the Ram Rebel GT. It's the latest. It's the latest Ram package.
Just 2 months ago, it came out.
It came out at the Chicago Auto Show.
That's a Chicago Auto Show.
Yeah, and we have a video about that on our TFL Now channel. GT, I don't think it offers you necessarily more off-road capability, but it does offer you. Kind of a visual package, also exhaust and intake systems.
Yeah, but there's one thing that's the most important part.
Console shift.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Maybe off-road pages also.
Oh, yeah, it's got the...
All the gauges.
So what they did was they took the Ram Rebel, essentially, and they grabbed a couple components from the TRX. And
yep,
they kind of
zoink.
Yep, and they just kind of slapped them on there. Because there are a lot of people who are like, look, I can't spend 80 or 90 grand and buy a truck to go off-road. I really want one of your trucks. Can you give me something in between? And I think that's exactly what they did.
But I think they could have done more.
Well,
they could have put a 6.4 big Hemi. And
as an option, I think they should have done that.
Yeah, GT, it just kind of fits. I mean, like, I don't know what you call it, Gran Turismo, Grand Touring,
Grand something.
Mm-hmm. They could have put a bigger engine than that, but I'm sure regulatory requirements or some other component requirements may have prevented that.
Or maybe they were worried about eating into some of the TRX sales. I do rub my chin in contemplation. It's a new word. Thank you. the most important part for me is the fact that a lot of consumers out there really did want some of the goodies. I remember that people yelling and screaming about this. I really want this TRX. I cannot afford this TRX. What can you give me? And I think that this is their answer. And I think it's a pretty intelligent one.
Yeah. And so now you can kind of tell, as we're building this pyramid, you can tell like what's the best off-road truck.
Right.
I mean, that's where this is
going.
Now,
we're referring to packages, not necessarily driving, because we know that some of these trucks drive different than others, and we're fully aware of that. But this is, on paper, what you would see in terms of what they offer, what you can buy.
And also, based on our experiences, because we've basically driven every truck we just mentioned, other than some of the newest ones.
That is correct.
That are just coming out on the market right now. So I think the Rebel GT and the F-150 Tremor, they're kind of living on this next level by themselves, really.
I agree.
Because Nissan has, we already talked about this. TRD Pro is on the lower level still. Now, where do we go from here?
Well, now the pyramid gets a little scroody.
Yeah,
another word I invented, scroody. Wow, what's wrong with me today?
It's getting, instead of a pyramid, it's getting into a tower. Well, it's building into a...
Yeah, it gets up. Narrow and just goes straight up from
there. So I think what's next, really, is this ZR2.
Yes, I agree 100%.
So what do we mean, right? So two lockers. No other truck we just mentioned or will mention in this segment have front and rear selectable
this
lockers.
This is the only truck in its class that's, in terms of all half-ton trucks, that has front and rear selectable lockers.
And we're not talking about mid-sizers. We're not talking about heavy duty.
We're just talking about half-ton trucks.
Yeah. So that's already is adding an additional level of control, a different additional level of capability to this truck. It's already putting it up another level, right?
Right.
It's already there. Like we mentioned, additional ground clearance, bigger tire package is a 33,
mm-hmm.
Right? Skid plates, it looks better. I mean, it looks different than another, like, Trail Boss.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the Trail Boss.
No.
A little bit, you know. But
it's got red tow hooks.
Right. It's got red tow hooks. It's really noticeable. It has the new, and remember, this is the new Chevy Silverado, so there's
a slightly changed face.
Yeah, yes. Redesigned grill with the flow through.
Bow tie logo.
I know.
Yes.
Their jargon is sticking in my head, which is unfortunate. But it looks a lot different when you put it next to the Trail Boss. Visually.
And it really has. If you look at the paper numbers, the 31.8 degrees of approach on this new Silverado ZR2 is best in class. And I double checked. I was poring over the numbers like I always do.
Yeah.
And I was checking into it. And the Raptor on 35s has a 31 degrees of approach. And so does the TRD Pro Tundra.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit more than that. It's approaching almost the Raptor on 37s.
Right.
Which is the next truck we will mention.
Yes.
So this is incredible clearances, really good ground clearance, 11.2 inches,
mm-hmm.
And special shocks. Let's not forget,
spooled out.
Very capable shock and suspension system.
Now, I know that some of you are saying, yeah, but it doesn't have a supercharged engine. It does have the 6.2 liter V8, which is pretty substantial. And now we're going to, after this truck, obviously we're moving up to the ones that have a different type of induction. And before we get to that, though, there are a couple other things. Do you know about the interior? Is there an upgraded interior with this one?
Totally. So let's just mention a few other Silverado updates because that's another huge news, right? So LT and above. So it goes WT, which is a Silverado work truck,
mm-hmm.
then custom, and then LT. And over LT, there's the majority of the Silverado trucks, right?
Right.
LT and above are getting an all-new interior because that was one of the main one of the complaints from the customers, right?
Okay.
Give us a new interior, give us, you know, more tech, give us all this stuff, and Chevy is delivering this. So redesigned the interior, they now have a 13.4-inch horizontal
screen. I believe that's biggest in class, right?
Currently the biggest in class. They have a digital gauge cluster, which is like 12.3. I think.
Which is also one of the largest in class.
Once again, yes. Of course, the Z72 is more premium. It has a heads-up display, has all the tech that you ever want in an off-road truck, and also different materials.
Yeah. I'd say on top of that, though, I mean, we're talking unique seats with stitching and all that stuff.
A little bit more bolstering.
Yeah.
I actually sat in it. I was very fortunate. Chevrolet flew me out to Los Angeles, and I actually was able to get in. I never drove it, but I was able to get into the new Silverado ZR2. I crawled around it, under it. We have a video about this on TFL Truck.
Yes, we do.
So I was very fortunate, and I saw the interior in person, and it was still, you know, a pre-production model, so some of the plastic components were not production finished,
right?
As you would see sometimes in these trucks. But the soft materials, like the dash was soft, the upper door cards were soft, all the things that we always ask for. I think they really went, and it also has paddle shifters, in fact. The ZR2 has little paddle shifters, which is kind of a little fancy thing.
Yeah, it is. Although some people will swear by them off-road, saying that having paddle shifters, being able to, you know, keep it in first gear and whatever, I don't think it's that hard to reach down and actually hit something that's, you know.
And it has the new electronic console shifter,
which
I'm not sold on.
Okay.
And I want to see when you first get in it in a couple months, I want to see what you think about it. It's, you know, some of the Cadillacs, what they had was, it's a stalk on the console, so it's between the driver and the passenger, but it's just, you kind of move it, you know, up for reverse and like down to drive.
Yeah.
But it's not a mechanical feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like click, 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 click. So that's the shifter that's currently available.
Really?
In the ZR2.
I'm already not loving that.
So it's not a column shift. It's not a rotary dial. It's not a push button.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's something else. So they're kind of, I think they're going there because of some of the semi-autonomous technologies that they're also adding, you know, where the truck will eventually drive itself on highways and other areas.
This system may work well with something that you can plug into it and telling it to go backwards and forwards.
Potentially. Yeah. So it's the next iteration. I'm not in love with it. It doesn't have that mechanical feeling.
I hate it that everybody has to reinvent the wheel, but that's a whole different podcast, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. So, but it's at this higher level.
Now I'm looking at it, and the lights look interesting. Are there additional lights for off-roading?
So there's little vertical...
I see these little tiny ones.
Little vertical fog lamps near the lower tow hooks.
Yeah.
And there's little marker lights right next to the main headlight. They're horizontal. But notice, it's not a wide body truck. So no. It does not have orange markers.
No, it doesn't need them because legally it's not required.
It doesn't legally need them.
Right.
And it's pretty obvious because if it was a direct Raptor competitor, you know, it would have potentially extra power. It would have a wide body. It would have the marker lights. It would have potentially, you know, more travel, suspension travel. It may have larger tires. So it's not quite, for that reason, I think it's not quite at the Raptor level.
I agree. And there's, I bet you some of you guys are going to be on this page and some won't. Having a wide body vehicle, as awesome as they look and as awesome as they perform in certain environments, they're also not great on narrow trails. So something
or,
like this,
or Walmart parking lots.
Or a Walmart parking lot. So something like this might be, you know, up your alley if you're looking for something that's a little bit easier to maneuver around, you know, tight trails. Look, I God only knows how expensive it's going to be. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot less expensive than a Raptor. But it's still something that I know a lot of you guys you don't want pinstriping added to it off-road. I think that this size might be sort of the sweet
spot.
Maybe
just right.
Yeah, it might be the sweet spot.
Yeah, maybe. So obviously we'll have to wait to drive it and see exactly how it feels. And so Chevrolet also updated some of the grills on the rest of their lineup yep. for Silverado. So all 2022, which come out later in the year. So right now it's a little confusing because right now they have something called 2022 Limited mm-hmm. Silverado, which is basically the current generation continuing into the next model year just a little bit. So it's like a half year almost.
Right.
And then the 2022 proper, which is what this is, the ZR2 and the rest, will have a slightly different face, redesigned grills, the redesigned headlights, redesigned interior, and something they did to the 2.7 liter straight four turbo. What the heck is going on there?
Should we go there or should we finish the pyramid and then go there? I think that perhaps we just...
Let's continue.
We're on a tangent here. I'm so excited. Yeah, there's a lot more with the Chevy. We'll get back. We're going to circle back to Chevy once we finish this. So next on the ladder, of course, is the Raptor.
Yeah, I would say so. And this is controversial, probably. Mm. This is where you guys are probably going to be writing us mail, mm-hmm. messages, texts.
Send them to Andre, please.
Because now we have to decide Raptor or TRX. Basically, we're in the stratosphere of off-road capability here.
Okay.
So I would like to put the Raptor next. Mm-hmm. So here's why. I just drove the third generation 2021 Ford Raptor on 35s mm-hmm. and 37s. It's improved over the second gen, I would say. It has a redesigned suspension. It's got coils in the back.
It's got the new interior, too.
It's got a new interior from the new truck. It's very luxurious, very comfy and nice.
Right.
It's also more expensive.
Yeah.
It's also more expensive. The Raptor currently starts at 65 with destination mm-hmm. just for the 35-tire package, 35-inch tall tire. If you want the 37, which is the first factory truck on 37s, which is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Ford just went all out on this one. They say it's $7,500 more, but currently they also make you choose a premium package, so it's almost like $15,000 more. So if you see a Raptor on 37s, the new one, this is a premium truck.
And there's like mechanical reasons for some of this too, right? I mean, they didn't just simply slap on larger tires.
No, because we're getting emails like this too.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, so can I buy a 35 and go to my corner store and slap on 37?
You're welcome to do that.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to do that. It's your truck. You paid your money for it. But what Ford had to do is actually they redesigned some of the geometry. The shocks are different.
Yep.
So they didn't just say, oop, let's swap tires. So the Fox shocks on the 37 Raptor are different mm-hmm. than the 35. It has different specs because of that. The 37 Raptor gives you more ground clearance, a little bit less articulation, because of the tire is so much larger, basically. Different top speeds.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, yeah.
Yeah, and I also know the top speed for the ZR2, which we can mention. Different top speeds. Also, they put the 37 spare on the Raptor underneath the bed where it usually is,
mm-hmm.
but they had to redesign some of the frame and the hitch and some of the...
Just so they could stuff that big tire in there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, so it's not as simple as just, boop, swapping tires.
And that explains one of the reasons for the price increase.
Yeah, and of course, also you get some of the tech upgrades,
right.
interior, different interior materials. So it's a more premium vehicle from that standpoint. So it's not as simple as just swapping tires.
Right.
Oh, the other difference is the wheel offset is different.
Mm.
So you cannot really take a 35 wheel,
mm-hmm.
Which is a 17, go to the store, have them swap tires, and put it on there. It will rub because the offset needs to change a little bit. So the width of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there's a lot going on, actually, underneath.
Okay, so you guys know that Andre's had a lot of exposure with the new Raptor. And he's had an opportunity to drive this vehicle. And in his own words, he's said it's improved. And it is an amazing truck already. The new improved one adds to that. However, and I agree with you, Andre, the top of this pyramid has to go still to the TRX. If nothing else, just look at what it says on paper in terms of engine performance and its overall performance out in the wild. It's just a step above.
Yeah, and this is also gets down to the suspension systems, mm-hmm. the shocks. The TRX using Bilstein Blackhawk E2s.
Right.
It's a fancy name. The Ford name for their shocks is a Fox 3.1 system now, which is basically a slightly larger exterior body, which is about 3.1 inches. And then, of course, the stroke, you know, the how tall the shock is. It's almost the same in both trucks, but the technology inside them is quite different. They're both adjustable by the driver.
Yes, they are.
Right, so the driver can push a button or on the screen, make a selection, drive mode selection, and adjust how the valve is reacting and how the shock is reacting.
Right.
So both of them do that. But, you know, if you look on paper, the Bilstein may be a superior shock. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's going to be Fox people and Bilstein people fighting, right, and sending me letters now as well.
Yeah.
But because it has effortless power, and you don't need a lot of power off-road, let's face it.
Yes, you do.
But in the daily, day-to-day driving, if you ask me, because Raptor has, I would call it adequate power.
Oh.
It accelerates well. Well,
before the TRX, it was one of the fastest trucks we've ever tested.
Yeah. Then the TRX reset the expectation.
That is correct.
It just reset everybody's brain. It's a monster.
Yeah, and it has a little bit more presence. One of the things that I really did enjoy driving it, you know, driving by the house and all that type of thing, is the fact that it has one of the most outstanding exhaust notes ever. Now, I know it's not important to everybody out there, but it just helps with the thrill. It's kind of like owning a Harley versus, you know, a Honda or whatever. So there are a couple things that kind of place it just a hair above the Raptor. Now, we still need to do a side-by-side comparison.
With the new Raptor.
With
yes,
the new Raptor. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And preferably on 37s because that's the one that everybody's, you know, aiming for.
Yeah.
But... And yes, I know some of you are out there saying, but there's another Raptor that's coming out at some point in time. We hear about, you
Raptor
know,
R.
Right. We can't talk about that because we just don't know.
Yeah, Ford hasn't released any specs other than that says R on the end of it.
So it's a pirate. R.
Yeah.
No, but, so when that comes out, then yeah, if we need to redo this, we will. Until then, we think that if you look at this, you know, objectively, the TRX still sits just above the Raptor.
And it also sits above the Raptor in price.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting extra capability, extra power, a little bit less efficiency, of course, because it's a thirsty big V8.
It is thirsty.
Supercharged engine in the TRX. And it sits above it in power. It starts at 72,000, not 65 like the Raptor. The TRX can be optioned well into the $90,000 plus territory before even markups. And the Raptor may have markups too, but it starts between, you know, 65, like I said, and about 83. That's kind of the most expensive Raptor that you can currently build.
Right.
As far as MSRP is concerned. So I think that's our pyramid. So it was kind of fat at the bottom, quickly got pared down, and then became like a tower.
Another way to look at it is if I'm on the bottom and I have Tommy on my shoulders.
Yes, that's how it looks. Yeah, that's how it looks. So... So I think I hope this gives you a little bit better, like, if you're buying a new truck, like how much capability do you want versus, you know, what kind of pricing you want.
And on top of that, it also tells you where we think the new Chevy Silverado ZR2 is going to fall into this pyramid. So it sits below the TRX and the Raptor, but above everything else.
And I would. Based on everything we know, I think that's a solid.
Solid place. Yeah. And especially if they can make this a value proposition where it's just a little bit more expensive than, say, a fully equipped Trail Boss, then we're talking about something that could be pretty remarkable. Could be. You know, it may be too damn expensive. Who knows?
So the ZR2, they said it should be out in the spring of 2022. So we're talking still several months away. So it's not going to happen immediately. Probably... Think about like April, May, if everything works out.
Yeah, of course, you know, delays, chip shortages.
Delays may happen, right?
Right.
But that's their goal. That's one of their goals. And then now we can talk about the 2.7, right?
Yes. Now let's talk about, we're going to shift gears here.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the rest of what's going on with Chevrolet, which is pretty impressive.
Yes.
General Motors, I should say.
Yeah, but we heard about this in the Silverado first.
Mm-hmm.
So... they have upgraded their 2.7-liter straight-four turbocharged engine. So A couple years ago, this engine came out. I was fortunate enough to be one of the first to drive the prototype.
Yeah, you actually got to go to the proving grounds, too.
Yeah, I went to the proving grounds with GM in Milford, and actually they said, we're not going to tell you what the engine is. Drive it and tell us later. And I drove it, and I thought, you know what? It feels like a small turbocharged engine. I didn't hear the turbo. It just felt like the power delivery was a little bit more turbocharged. I said, is it a 2-liter? Because remember, like, the Equinox used to have a 2-liter.
That is correct.
No. It's a 2.7-liter, so it's a large displacement four-cylinder. But it kind of blew everybody's mind because this is the first four-cylinder engine in a full-size truck. Well, in a long time.
In a long time, I would say.
Since the Second World War or something.
Well, I mean, it's forged aluminum. It is, you know, it's got a lot of tech. This is not what you'd call wimpy little, you know, 2.7-liter, you know, engine that they threw in there. This is a high-tech engine that they threw in there. However, at the time, and we did drive, we've tested a few of them, and they've been pretty good, but they didn't really blow our socks off.
Right, so 310 horsepower. Mm-hmm. They kept that power number, actually.
Yeah.
But then they reinforced the kind of the block itself, right?
Yeah, and the crank too, right?
And the crank. They reinforced the crank. They redesigned the engine slightly, just made it beefy. And they said they used some of the learnings from the diesel technologies because diesel engines have higher pressures, higher internal pressures.
Yeah.
And they have to be overbuilt a little bit for that. So they kind of tried to overbuild this engine as well.
Yeah.
And it's very high tech. It has cylinder deactivation. It has variable valve timing. It has this like fancy turbo dual volute, I think they call it, where it kind of helps us spool up faster. Mm-hmm. And then they gave it 420 pound-feet of torque.
420 pound-feet of torque. Now, if you want to put that into perspective, here we go. Because that number blew me away. I had to look several times to make sure it wasn't a misprint. That is more torque than a standard 5.7-liter Hemi V8. That is more torque than both the 2.7 and 2.3-liter Ford
EcoBoost
engines, and those are already turbocharged. It is absolutely astonishing.
It's more torque than a Nissan V8.
Yep.
It's more torque than a Toyota V8.
Yep.
It's... I can't wait to drive it. I mean, it sounds like a torquey diesel that has more horsepower, because usually diesel engines are not really high on horsepower.
Right, but they have a ton of torque.
But this is like a combination of both. It has low-end torque, which is a great amount of it.
Yes.
And still 310 horsepower. And they're putting it in the Trail Boss. So for 2022, it'll be, a base engine in the Trail Boss. It will be also in the rest of their lineup. So it's going to be like their workhorse engine, and it will tow up to like 9,600 pounds.
And this is a four-cylinder engine, and we've already proven that with the previous version of this engine, that was really efficient. We had a fairly stripped-down four-wheel drive Silverado with that engine, about 2 years ago, I think?
Yeah, we iked it. We put it on the Ike Gauntlet. We did the fuel efficiency test with it.
And it worked quite well. So with this extra torque, I'm really curious to see how it performs. And remember, we're at high elevation, so turbocharged engines tend to do much better up here than your average, you know, standard induction engine. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works, too.
Yeah, and of course, we mentioned new grills across the board.
Right.
New interiors on the upper trim levels.
Right.
And then finally, they also updated the capability of the 3-liter diesel.
Before we get to that, there is one more thing people need to know.
Yeah, what's up?
The transmission, because it's only one. It's not the 10-speed.
Right. So this 2.7 is the only engine that they have now with an 8-speed.
Right.
So we have not had good luck with 8-speeds before in the GM truck lineups. So I'm really hoping they either, you know, fix some of the reliability issues or any concerns that may be.
Or maybe this is just for 1 year and then they slap on the 10-speed later.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of a supply issue on a 10-speed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really hoping that eventually they'll just slap a 10-speed on there.
Yeah, the 10-speed has proven to be pretty solid by comparison. As I said, we've had issues with the 8-speed. So we're hoping that they've fixed this issue, whatever, you know, and with the new 2.7, and, you know, that would be a big deal. But more importantly, in the future, it makes sense to me to go to just one transmission like Ford basically has throughout their entire lineup.
Yeah, and it may have to do with different things like base price, mm-hmm. etc. But I like where there's fewer choices as far as powertrain because, you know, there are more parts available, you know, in theory.
It should bring the overall cost down, too.
And eventually it should bring the cost down. Yeah, so I just don't know exactly.
One final question about this new engine.
Yes?
Could you imagine if they put this very powertrain inside the Colorado?
Oh, boy.
That thing would be a beast. It would be fast, too, because
Sorry, I forgot about this. You just blew my mind again.
Yeah.
Because that's the rumor. That's the rumor.
Rumor is that they're going to ditch a couple rumors. One, I'm pretty sure they're going to get rid of the V6. And a lot of people are saying.
And maybe even the diesel.
The diesel is on, you know, life support now. And if that's the case, and if they replace it with this powertrain and it has similar numbers, it'll blow away everything else that's out there right now. Absolutely everything that's out there right now, it'll absolutely blow them away.
Yes, horsepower and torque, and it'll be quicker and maybe even more efficient in some ways.
Beast, yeah. This is just me guessing, but it seems logical.
So we'll talk about that when they announce the next one.
Right, yeah. But there's more.
Yeah, so then they changed the trucks that are equipped with the 3-liter straight-six diesel, which is the Duramax.
Right.
They didn't change the power numbers. It's still 277 horse and 460 pound-feet of torque. It still made it to a 10-speed automatic like it was. They didn't change those things. What they did change is some of the packaging. So the press release says they changed the packaging and they were able to also add the max towing package to the diesel power plant truck. Because, you know, they're different size engines, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And it brings up their towing number to 13,300.
13,300 pounds.
Which is, first of all, insane for a half-ton truck anyways.
And that's their small diesel. That's their baby diesel, basically. I mean, well, no, it's not. They have a smaller one, but that is the straight six diesel.
It's their mid-max.
We've all agreed at TFL that out of all the half-ton trucks out there, that Chevy's diesel, their straight six, is one of the best ones out there.
It was, as far as power delivery, efficiency.
And also drivability.
Drivability, it's better than the EcoDiesel in the Ram.
Yeah.
Ford recently announced the discontinuation of their Powerstroke, which was kind of underpowered in a way.
Yeah, the numbers didn't quite jive with what the competition was doing.
But like the Ram can tow about 12,000 pounds, a little bit more than that with a diesel, which is still really great result. But now Chevy just leaped them. So
it's a crazy amount. And we're still a little unclear as to all the things they've done in order to make this truck that capable.
And we haven't driven this particular one with the higher ratings.
Yeah.
So as soon as we do, which should be hopefully within a few months, you will see it and hear it here.
That is pretty extraordinary.
So there you have it, guys. Now you know what the best and how the off-road trucks rate. And also some of the updates on the Chevy.
Now, I know you guys are going to scream, especially at me, and say, what about the Power Wagon? Well, the Power Wagon does care, but it's on a different list. And the same goes with, you know, the mid-sized trucks that, you know.
Maybe we should do another show about that later.
I think we should, especially with some new stuff that's hitting the market. So, no, we're only talking about the half-ton trucks.
Yeah, and stay tuned because a lot more truck news is coming. There is more Overland events hopefully planned. Hopefully won't get canceled. There are more truck introductions this month and next month. It's still exciting times, guys.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of new trucks that are coming over to us at TFL Truck. And we're going to be testing those trucks. And you bet, as often as we can, we're going to be doing the Ike Gauntlet and our new Tike Ike, which is for little crossovers and SUVs, and you'll see that also in the near future.
There you go. As always, thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers, guys.
When you need- need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.